You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day three coverage from ACE 14. Todd, year three of our coverage from this event. You know, what we're supposed to be talking about here is innovation and technology and saving the world, blah, blah, blah. But what you and I are really always here for is to spend quality time with our dear friends from AdEdge Water Technologies. Yeah, it's the highlight of our trip.
It is the highlight, and we have to come all the way to Massachusetts to visit our friends and neighbors from Atlanta.
Yes, so welcome back to the show, Greg Gillis. He's the vice president, and Rich Cavanero, the president of AdEdge. Gentlemen, welcome back to the show. It's good to see you.
And thanks for having us,
good to see you guys. Yeah, Rich, really, it really is.
Yeah.
He had to say really because he knows we don't believe him.
Rich, I'm sure our audience is all too familiar with AdEdge, but take a few seconds and remind them what you do, how you serve your market.
We are a company that provides primarily municipal water treatment systems, removing inorganics out of the drinking water. And a lot of our focus is on pressure vessel type of treatment systems, but we rely on five or six different treatment technologies going after a host of variety of contaminants. Our claim to fame is that we have more installations for arsenic and removal from drinking water than any company in the world. In addition to that, we do a lot of arsenic, iron, and manganese, and we have sold over 600 municipal systems in the last 12 years.
I'll tell you, and there's a reason for the success, so I congratulate you guys once more. A lot of folks recognize that. Greg, regulations, contaminants, there's always something new coming down the pipe. Mm-hmm. What's new since the last time we talked?
You know, we're diversifying even more than ever now, and I think in the last three, 4 years has been a great increase in terms of what we've been pursuing. The number one thing probably that we're pursuing now, maybe two categories, I guess if you would be that of nitrates in drinking water and also the radionuclides. So we have some neat things happening in both of those arenas.
Rich, a lot of purification technologies available, some conventional, some very new. How does a utility go about figuring out what's the best solution for them? What steps should they be taking?
Well, terrific question, because what happens in most cases is they are relying on a local engineering firm to give them the guiding hand on what to do as a treatment technology. And as we know, the engineering community, they're risk averse. They're going to try to be as conservative as they can and do the tried and true that's proven out there. So in a company like AdEdge, what we are often faced with when we're developing new technologies or different types of pushing the limits on our treatment systems, we have got to engage with our customers to make them feel comfortable that the new things that we're putting out there in the marketplace are in fact without any the least amount of risk or no risk at all. So that's a challenge that has been facing us as an organization since the beginning of when we started the company. And some of the new things that Greg just mentioned, you know, are the hurdles that are going to face us as we move forward with some of the new things we're rolling out.
Well, it's interesting that you talk about risk, because just pre-show we were chatting about new technology. When I think of new technology and low risk, I don't think I can use those in the same sentence. Or Greg, prove me wrong. Tell us a little bit about the new technology and the risk factors associated with it.
You know, anytime you push something out in the marketplace, there's risk involved. One of the things that, you know, Rich and I from the beginning, the company 12 years ago, we have taken risk. But it hasn't been reckless type of risk. We've been through pilot studies, through demonstration projects with EPA, and through a number of different installations. Having, you know, over, like Rich said, 500-600 installations now, you get a chance to see the technologies proven out in a way that, and especially with a lot of smaller systems. When we first started the business, we did a lot of small systems, and they're almost like larger pilots, if you will. And we've had tremendous success doing that. But it doesn't come without, you know, some risk, and you've got to understand the technology, the science. And, you know, we don't even put a system out in a place, even a pilot, unless we're probably 85 to 90% sure or confident that it's going to work. So we try to do our homework up front, understand the limits of the technology before it's ever even deployed.
To frame that risk, it's a lot riskier than saying I do.
Okay.
You know, I'm not really a risk taker.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
All right. If you're just joining us, AdEdge Water Technologies in the house. Rich, you know, 600 installations, I suspect cost was never an issue in any of those, or maybe not. You know, obviously budgets are obviously very, very tight. Talk about some cost-cutting measures that a utility can employ to help with that long-term plan.
Well, one of the things that I think that we've experienced as a real benefit that we can provide as a cost savings to our customers is in the specific case of, say, iron and manganese removal. There's something in our industry called the 10 states rule, which limits the design flow characteristics of our iron or manganese system. 3 gallon per minute per square foot is a typical design on that. Well, with one of our technologies that we have for iron and manganese, we can go up to flow rates of designs of 9-10 gallon per minute per square foot. And as a result of that, what happens is it's a smaller footprint of a treatment system. Therefore, the smaller footprint, smaller tanks, less capital cost, and we get the advantage then of also having less water wasted. So number of things that just in that process alone that we can provide a tremendous cost savings to our customers on.
Rich, the Ad Edge booth is always a magnet at ACE. What's pulling folks in this year?
Well, one of the main factors this year is the technology that we're launching, a biological treatment technology called Biota. And it's unique in that it's a two-stage pressure vessel treatment system to remove a host of contaminants. Nitrates, VOCs, MTBE, perchlorate are the host of families of contaminants that we're able to now remove with biological treatment on the drinking water side.
Greg, expand on that. I mean, that's got to be a nice bullet to put in your chamber when you're out going to market.
Well, it doesn't currently exist in the marketplace right now. So this is a first of its kind, really, in the drinking water market to use biological treatment for things like nitrate and chromium-6 reduction. So this has been done in surface water for a number of years. It's been done in the wastewater industry for a number of years. It is brand new to the drinking water side of things for well treatment. So most of what Adage has been done historically has been well treatment. So this is a game changer technology option that now can treat things like nitrates at the wellhead with short, with smaller footprint equipment that can take nitrogen and nitrates to a nitrogen gas, basically have no hazardous residuals, no brine generated, so the wastewater can be managed. The technology is green, it's environmentally acceptable, and it's something that is going to pave the way for really the future in terms of this type of approach. It has not been done commercially, and so we are excited about taking this thing commercial.
What kind of reaction are you getting? Any skepticism?
Well, there's always going to be a barrier to entry, and in this case, one of the really fortunate situations for a company like Adage is that the company that has developed the technology is Corolla Engineers. Corolla was a big sponsor here in this show and prevalent throughout the show and the talks, and the technology that they have as a resume for 80 years or so in the marketplace. So they were the driver of developing the technology, and they've spent a good period of time working it, and now that it's commercially ready, they've partnered with us to bring the technology to the marketplace. So it's a tremendous affirmation on Adage because they are bringing a technology that is going to be used in pressure vessels, and our expertise has made them feel comfortable that we're the right partner to do that with.
Yeah, well, congratulations to Adage for that. Saw the press release on that. That was a very, very exciting news. When should we expect that to hit, to be ready to go?
Well, we're right now in the mix of putting together the first scale design, and also implementation is going to be within the next several months. So that is in the works right now. And then there are several others in discussion right now in terms of putting that out there. So a lot of piloting has been done. A lot of great groundwork has been made. And the fields have been plowed, and it's ready to take it to the next level. So that's the complementary piece where you take someone that has done the science and done the work, and then you take the complementary piece of Adage's manufacturing design capabilities to put the treatment system, the integrated system. This is a very integrated package. And so we take that strength of ours and combine that with the engineering strength of Corolla and have put together something I think it's got some real strength to it in the marketplace. So you're going to see, I think by the time we're talking in our interview next year, this time we'll have a couple of installations for sure to tell you about.
We're not going to wait that long.
And yeah, we hinted at it, but the environmental benefit here is tremendous. Two best available technologies for, say, nitrate removal, reverse osmosis and ion exchange, they both have an issue with environmental challenges on the wastewater that is created from those treatment systems. So in this case, we're not going to have that problem. And the state of California has worked with Corolla for the last number of years to get this technology commercially ready. there's some identified approvals to go ahead and use the technology in the state of California. And we know that historically, California is a driver of regulatory issues and whatnot. So therefore, having that benchmark already accomplished is a significant milestone.
Well, there aren't two gentlemen I would trust more to pick the brains of to understand the coming challenges with 600 installations and some amazing global projects that you've been part on. What are the pressing challenges coming that we all need to be paying attention to, and how do we get ahead of that a bit?
Well, you know, that challenge is today the same one of the same ones that was last year when we chatted, and that's funding for these systems for anybody. You know, we don't usually have much trouble getting people excited or enthused about the solutions that we're providing. The issue is, how do they pay for them, and how do they get them through the system? And then the cycle time of moving that from an interest level through the point where they're permitted and putting in the system, you know, installed and so forth. So that cycle is a very long one, and it requires a tremendous amount of perseverance to see that process through. And so jobs that we were working on in 2011 and 12 are now coming to fruition in 2014. So it has a long, long time frame to it. So that's one of the challenges. Rich, you may think of another one or two.
Yeah, I think for us, you know, one of the things that we identified is we were heavily in our pie shape of our curve focused on the municipal marketplace. And in 2011 or so, we made some real fundamental changes in the company. One was to move into more industrial markets, and then the other was to expand our business outside of the U.S. Last year, we had a tremendous amount of our business. Over 40% was due to the export marketplace. That kind of growth for us is a real challenge, putting those systems into foreign countries, how we're going to service them, how we're going to start them up, you know, contract terms. So those are some of the new challenges that we're facing with. We're getting an education in banking lessons as we move forward. So some growth happening to even the executives of the company.
Good. Yeah. Well, I can't help but ask. This is a little far afield, perhaps, from the standard kind of interview questions. But Helping Hands for Water, it's a project that just, I don't even know how to describe it. I'm so impressed with what you guys have done with it. And I'm sure it's moved along since the last time we chatted.
Well, we actually, I'll take a shot at that, Rich. We actually have an active project right now. We got involved with some folks down just a little north of Bakersfield into a community. The Arvin School District is an economically challenged school district that has four elementary schools that have a pretty significant arsenic issue. And so we have teamed up with a couple of other nonprofits and a couple of our partners that we work with in the industry. And we're going to be providing some point-of-use solutions, cartridge-based solutions for arsenic treatment at about 40 different locations in these four schools so that the kids can drink arsenic-free water. So that project is ongoing right now, and it should be installed within the next 2 to 3 months. And working with a group called the Community Water Center, and the state of California has been partnering with us and paved the way for approval. So that's it's an exciting thing going on right now. So it's a small one, but it's still a significant project that we have going on.
Well, maybe a small one, but it's going to do something important for an important group of people. So, gentlemen, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about AdEdge Water Technologies?
Well, the website is www.adedgetechnologies.com. That's one of the easiest ways to get on there. You know, sales at adedgetechnologies.com or 678-730-65 and your extension?
1-1. It's pretty easy to remember. You're
nicely done, Rich.
All right, Greg Gillis, the Vice President, and Rich Cavanero, the President, and both members of the Water Online Radio Hall of Fame. Good to see you, gentlemen, as always. Good luck to you. We'll see you soon. Okay. All right, well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.